No, you're good. You're good, Jay. Good tie-in of people that have weird names. You were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow. I think she has a son named Apple.
I think somebody she does, too, yeah.
Yeah, somebody has somebody a child named Apple. Apple Paltrow.
But good tie-in on the walkie-talkies. My first was a real text from Radio Shack, and the batteries didn't last at all.
No, that's true. Yep.
Yeah.
It was so
have
much
a good
fun.
Day, guys.
All right, thanks.
You too. It is just about 7 o'clock. We'll check traffic at Fox News and come right back on this the 19th of January.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we're picking up all over the area. We got more cars on the boulevard now, more cars into Montgomery, but still overall light to moderate this morning. I-65 and 85 looking good. No issues there. Buckle up and be safe. Anything happens, we'll let you know about it. Enjoy your favorite movie safely at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor & Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial, residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Today is January 19th, National Popcorn Day. It's a delicious day-long celebration that will be stuck in your teeth until tomorrow. Anybody have any floss?
I'm making that noise. That's what's that called?
Happy National Popcorn Day.
Yeah, what was it? Some kind of.
I don't have my notes from yesterday.
Hang on, I've got my Facebook page up, which means all I got to do is go to my
but
post from
make
yesterday.
Misophonia.
Well, that one.
Misophonia.
So, Shadow Stevens, knock off the misophonia.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I think that's caused by asbestos exposure.
Stand by for news.
I'm Jill Nato. The Washington Post says the FBI's warned law enforcement of a potential threat from lone wolves and adherents to the far-right group QAnon, who may head to Washington for the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden. This is thousands of National Guard troops swarm the city. Major General William Walker.
We want to make sure that everybody in this bubble of security that we're providing has the privilege to be there.
Most of the inaugural events are expected to be virtual. President Trump reported to be ready to issue as many as 100 pardons and commutations soon, but who's on that list?
Some, like rapper Lil Wayne and former Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh, seem fairly likely, while others, like former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, seem less certain at best.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, hey.
At 7:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I already have my first convoluted intro for Random Facts ready.
Oh, but you don't have the second one. I think you're burying the lead there. You don't have the second one ready yet.
Would it be okay if I use the same thing to make two?
Well, yeah,
I mean, use
sure.
it twice with two, because this one I could do multiple combo
sure.
intros.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't want to break any rules or tick anybody off.
I don't think FCC is going to care either.
You got friends over there?
Oh, sure.
That's real nice. In a little bit, Menthol Meredith with... By the way, you know what state is leading the country in vaccine distribution?
Texas, right?
West Virginia.
Oh.
98%. They use their National Guard. But California, which is the one that's causing people to have some issues? They are... Stash, I think it's the Moderna, 300,000 doses of that until they make sure it's good. 55 people have died from the vaccine.
Have died from the vaccine itself?
Yes, that is not a...
Is that worldwide or in the United States?
You know, I wish I could give you specifics on that. Yeah. I know that figure is legit, and it's not designed to scare. Because you know what? People can die from a flu shot, too.
Well...
You got to remember that. Yeah, because what they do... with a shot like that is they put the flu in you. And, you know... You
right, they
know
give you a mild react. Version of it.
Yeah. Yeah, but not everybody reacts the same way. So, I'll see if I can get the scoop on that while you do...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It is freezing out there this morning. Literally, it's 32 out at the Montgomery Airport, 29 in Prattville, 31 at Maxwell right now. A warmer day today. We had 59 yesterday. Today, I think we're headed for 64. Best day of the week weather-wise. My pick of the litter day. Good bit of sunshine. Weak front comes in overnight, and I think while you're sleeping, there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Otherwise, low temperature down to about 45. So the nights are milder. Not only are the days warmer, the nights are milder. Tomorrow's high in the low 60s, a dry day with more sun. Then showers are likely Thursday night and Friday. No severe weather here with this system. Low 60s. And then Saturday, where we're back to dry weather, and it's going to be a mild day. Right now, this morning, 32 degrees, calm winds, 7:08.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, a little bit of a flap in the grand scheme of things. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but the state of New Jersey has prioritized smokers for vaccine distribution there. I guess they see them as at risk. So Menthol Meredith got wind of this, and she has this commentary.
Well, I'm about to grab my pack of menthols, hop in the Firebird, and hightail it on up to New Jersey, because they're letting smokers get the vaccine first. Now, look, I've been a smoker since Jesus was in high school, and this is the first time us smokers have ever gotten any kind of special treatment. Usually, it's nothing but, hey, excuse me, miss, you can't smoke in the ER. Excuse me, miss, you can't smoke during church. Excuse me, miss, you can't smoke at this daycare. But apparently, in this promised land of milk and menthols called New Jersey, smokers are finally getting the respect we deserve. And for those of y'all that are like, but the vaccine ain't safe. Please. I used to go bobbing for Rocky Mountain oysters out of an active horse trough, so I'm pretty sure my body can take it. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I want to do some historic sightseeing when I'm in New Jersey, so I've got to figure out where Snooki was born.
Yeah, that'd be the first place I'd want to go, too, if I were in New Jersey. Yeah, she points out something interesting. It wasn't that long ago that you could, when I had my shoulder redone, horrible surgery, the doctor was able to prescribe permission to smoke in my hospital room. That's not that long ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't want me going through all that pain and nicotine withdrawal at the same time. And it was so awful, that's really all I did.
I remember studios, though, you used to be able to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much... However, have you guys seen me go downstairs this morning?
Except
whoops.
Except the Larry Stevens studio. You could never smoke in that studio. You have to go outside. Larry.
Weren't you up at the top of a building in that studio?
No. This was on Norman Bridge Road.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
No, if the patio's a short walk away. But these seem to be working, and I have somebody that picks up my smokes for me, gets them at a discount.
Uh-huh.
And I have said, do not buy anymore.
Very good.
Do not buy anymore. I am ready to give this a shot.
Good.
And then I'll live longer, and you guys will be stuck with me.
Well, everything's a trade-off.
This is one of my best buddies in the world.
Right, yeah.
Talking here. What are some of the things we're going to talk about in Random Facts, Jay? Want to give us a general preview?
Oh, excuse me. It gets it stretching. Oh, goodness.
It's all that laughter from Rich. I mean, my stomach hurts.
When were you in Florida? What were the years that you were in Florida?
On the air?
Yeah.
From March the 3rd, 1979, through March 28th, 1992.
Okay.
September of 92 through April of 2000.
We got an event that took place in 91. Okay. In Florida that I'm curious if you'll know about, which that's coming up. What else are we going to talk about? We'll talk about Andrew Carnegie and the amount of money he spent to do something very odd. A woman by the name of Jerry Cobb, which you may not have heard of. I didn't hear of until we did, until I found this random fact about her. What else do we have in here? Interesting random fact about the cast of Gilligan's Island.
Oh. Huh.
The Eiffel Tower, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Bible.
Well, those are very compelling reasons to stay tuned, not the least of which is the convoluted intro we'll have for Random Facts. Pay close attention. You'll win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question on this popcorn day. And, of course, popcorn, like everything else, is cost plus 10.
At Food Outlet.
At Food Outlet. 712.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendarius Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. And two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's January 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of January, 1993, production begins on the groundbreaking animated film, Toy Story. The first task was to create memorable characters, and the team at Pixar delivered by giving moviegoers everywhere a Woody and a Buzz.
To infinity and beyond!
Have a great January 19th, the greatest day ever.
And now, let's see what Jay Scott's picks are for today's...
nice.
See, that the movie Toy Story was, yep. was a Pixar movie.
That was good. That was good. So you were in Florida in 1991. I don't know when in 1991 this took place. It did involve a radio station, though, but I doubt it was yours because I haven't heard you mention this in any of your stories. In 1991, a man broke into the Florida State Capitol, blockaded himself inside. He faxed his demands to some radio station. I don't know who it was.
It was me.
Yeah, but that's the only way he got his demands out, and that's how the police knew what he wanted. His demands included a pizza, beer, a specific brand of beer, a pizza, which was like it was a veggie pizza with jalapenos on it, a 20-inch pizza. Cigarettes, Lucky Strike, filtered, please. Chinese food, weed, 600 donuts for the cops who were out there. And he wanted phone calls with Ice Cube, Timothy Leary, and Lemmy from Motorhead. None of the demands were met, but the standoff ended peacefully. And I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
I did get to talk to Timothy Leary.
Oh, really?
Wow. When I worked for that TV station in Miami, he was in town for something. So I did my stand-up inside. It was a two-story building, and we had a stairwell that had perfect echo acoustics. So I did a very psychic intro from the stairwell, and as the camera panned out, you realized where I was. You know, look, at the time, I thought it was
awesome. Did you ever meet his brother, Really Leary?
Never met Really. No, I didn't. Just wondering. So I don't know that story.
Okay. Did you know, from 1906 to 1920, there was a movement in the United States to remove all silent letters and irregular spellings from the English language. Words like although, spelled A-L-T-H-O-U-G-H, would have been changed to A-L-T-H-O.
Oh.
Oh, I'm kidding.
Because, well, yeah. Although, it could also be pronounced alvof, as in cough.
There are so many...
That's why the English language is so hard.
It's screwy, because some words are spelt the same, are pronounced differently when they have a different meaning.
But... Yes, and now, while people are still trying to master the language, now they want to kick out all the pronouns in Congress. How are they going to do that? Why is that necessary? That's so dumb. Let's take care of the people that are suffering from the pandemic.
This movement was funded by Andrew Carnegie and supported by Teddy Roosevelt at the time. Yeah. I was trying to find where he...
Sounds like anarchy to me.
Yeah. In a letter, Carnegie wrote that he spent $25,000 a year on this.
That's a lot of money.
Which is the modern-day equivalent of $644,000. That's a day. In total, it was $283,000 in 1920 money over a span of 14 years. In modern dollars, Andrew Carnegie spent $7,298 trying to have this thing... push through, and it never took.
I don't know. I could have spent that money a little bit better.
Do you remember the first time your salary went over 20? Wasn't that like all the money in the world?
Yeah, I remember.
I thought I was rich.
I remember. I think the first year I made my age was 30. Age 30. Mm. But I don't know.
Did you know of a woman by the name of Jerry Cobb? She started flying at the age of 12 and later set world records for distance flight, speed, and altitude. She played semi-professional softball to help finance her aviation. She ranked in the top 2% of all astronaut candidates and pioneered humanitarian flights, earning her a Nobel nomination.
Who's the name?
Jerry Cobb.
Well, I'm surprised I haven't heard that name before.
I have never heard of it. Never heard of her before, yes. Did you know a man by the name of George Wilson was sentenced to death for robbing a mail carrier? Andrew Jackson tried to pardon him. This tells you how old this story is. But when Andrew tried to pardon him, Wilson refused it because he said, well, sure, that covers that one, but it's not going to cover the rest of my crimes. It pardons me for one thing, but it doesn't pardon me for all crimes.
What other crimes did he...
I don't know what the other crimes were. The Supreme Court eventually ruled that, okay, anybody can refuse a pardon if they would like to, and so Wilson did, and he was hanged.
On this day where there's likely to be some pardons issued.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Did you know, in Japan they have something called living national treasures. These are individuals or groups who are certified by the government because they are masters of a traditional art or craft that is in danger of being lost.
Okay.
All right.
As a reward, they receive a small amount of money from the government every year. And, of course, they get apprenticeships and everything else so that they can pass on that craft or whatever it is that they do so that it doesn't die out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did you know in the 1700s, women's pockets were not sewn into their clothing? In modern times, women's pockets aren't sewn into their clothing either. They were a separate piece. It was tied around the waist. And it had pockets for them to put stuff in. In the late 18th century, clothes became tighter, and the pockets became, well, they seemed bulkier. So they redid how the pocket would work and the way it would fit and everything else, and this helped popularize purses for women.
Everything evolves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, my mom had every possible thing you could ever ask for in that purse.
She should have been on Let's Make a Deal. Because no matter what Monty asked.
That's right.
Yeah,
she'd have
it. She would have it.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk to you about the Eiffel Tower. As I mentioned before, Leonardo da Vinci's on that list. The smallest objects in the universe. We'll also talk about Gilligan's Island and the Bible. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
At 7:23, a word for Jones Brothers. They've been re-roofing, repairing roofs since 1944. That's 76 years of experience. And in that business, nobody's going to last that long unless they're playing it right from the get-go. In a town our size, word gets around when somebody is mistreated. So their guarantee is rock solid. In fact, if you go to their website, jbroof.com, they'll show you three roofs that they redid because they want you to know we mean it when we say we guarantee satisfaction. But they offer so many other services that are really worth looking into, especially at this time. Vinyl siding being one. Now vinyl siding, it's more than just a way of making the exterior of an older home look better. It also offers energy efficiency. Same thing with the windows they do. Vinyl windows, perfect for replacement on new construction, or they can take out an existing window that's cracked as the house is settled or there's wind getting through. This not only offers a much better look, a contemporary look, but again, better energy efficiency. So whatever it is you need, whether it's roof replacement or repair or some of the other features they offer, call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009. Better yet, browse their whole portfolio of services at jbroof.com at 7:24. Traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all around the city so far this morning. I-65 at 85 looking good. We've got no accidents reported to us, so buckle up. Be safe out there. If anything happens, we will let you know about it ASAP. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your homeland or auto.
MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sitting in my office chair, my body is in disrepair. The length of time that I stand can be counted on a second hand. Sitting on my butt every day, look up lazy and you will see my name.
And now, tis time for
random facts.
He's always thinking.
Did you know the Eiffel Tower has a relatively untouched apartment designed and put in by Gustav Eiffel, which few people were ever allowed in, and he turned down every request by wealthy Paris folk who wanted to stay the night in that apartment.
Huh. And then there's a restaurant, isn't there, up in the Eiffel Tower?
I do not know.
We went, and we only went like three quarters of the way up. I do believe you can get food there. There may be a restaurant.
Let's see, restaurants in...
It's funny if there's a Denny's.
The International House.
It never closes.
Yeah, there are restaurants in the Eiffel Tower.
More than one? Is there?
This looks like it says, yes. Hmm.
Wouldn't eat there. I heard the food is Eiffel.
Jeez. That's terrible.
I know. Yeah. Puns are...
Puns are...
Pundemonium.
Eiffel.
Yes.
Did you know Leonardo da Vinci was a wedding planner before he became a famous as a painter and an inventor and everything else that Leonardo da Vinci did? In fact, the Last Supper's table layout was originally a layout that he had designed for the Duke of Milan's 1491 wedding.
How about that?
A very large table where all the guests were on one side of it.
Maybe they should have Martin Short play Da Vinci when they do that biography.
Martin Short?
Three or four people got that.
I didn't get it.
Okay, forget it.
Okay.
Did you know, theoretically, which means, you know, it's supposed to be, but we don't know, the smallest object in the universe is called a prion. Sounds like a
car
from Toyota, yeah. Inside of an atom is the nucleus. And the nucleus, of course, is made up of, I think, electrons and protons. Those are made up of quarks. And inside a quark, scientists believe, is something called a prion. It is so small that as of now, they haven't actually been physically observed, but scientists think that it's there.
Smaller.
So they think it's there, but nobody's ever
seen
it.
They don't actually know.
Theoretically.
Yeah. It's called a prion. Did you know the cast of Gilligan's Island, with I think the exception of the skipper, once replaced the characters on Roseanne?
What?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
It wasn't for an entire show. It was only for like a credit sequence at the end. There is a YouTube clip of it if you wanted to see.
I do.
Because Bob Denver plays a female character.
I can see that.
And finally, did you know there's an edition of the King James Bible from 1631? It is referred to as the Wicked Bible. There's a mistype in it. Exodus 20:14.
What did they misspell Jesus' name or something?
No. It's Exodus 20:14. It instructs the faithful that thou shalt commit adultery.
Uh-oh, left out a little word there.
Left out one word.
I see.
And so, yeah, it has been referred to as the Wicked Bible. Those are all of your random facts.
All right, they're going to cook up a $10 Food Outlet pop quiz question, and we also do follow-ups. It's a way to get an extra entry in our grand prize drawing at the end of the week. So get ready to win, and get ready to call 272-9228. Brian Jewelry in Prattville, let's see what's the countdown. There are 12 days left, 14, 26 days. That's a little over 3 weeks till Valentine's Day. And maybe this weekend or this week, stop by Brian Jewelry and talk to them about the person that you would like to get a great gift for. They're good at, if you don't have any idea what you want to do, they'll help you come up with it because they're good at asking probative questions that tell them about the person that you're shopping for, and they make suggestions based on the information you provided. And they have gifts, believe me, because sometimes, hey, been there, done that. You meet somebody, the relationship is relatively new going into Valentine's Day, so you don't want to make too big of a statement, but you want to do something nice. Lynn and her team at Brian Jewelry can help you navigate those circumstances. They get it. Visit their website, brianjewelry.com. Join their club. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. They also have wish lists. So if you're with somebody that doesn't necessarily take a hint particularly well, check that out. They do things. They have all the birthstones. And their selection is huge and very competitively priced. They can help you get 0% on a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers if you want to roll that way. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main and Prattville, and brianjewelry.com. They are the best. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's give away $10 shopping at Food Outlet with today's pop quiz question. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
Thank you very much, Greg. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the movement where they tried to remove all the silent letters and irregular spellings. And in today's money, about $7 million was spent. Who funded that movement?
Who funded that movement. 272-9228, 272-9228. Rush to the phone and call now, and stay on the line if you're not the winner, because we don't like to do the follow-up questions. 272-9228. We're standing by at 735.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We're seeing more and more cars inbound this morning on the 31s. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. More cars on the road right now, a little more congested, but everything's rolling smooth. We have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this moment. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassles. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Pop quiz question time, and we start with John. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, we're all right.
Very good.
Awesome. The answer to your question is Carnegie.
Andrew Carnegie. You're right.
Absolutely. That is what we needed.
$10.
What president was also involved in that movement?
It wasn't Truman, it was Roosevelt?
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's right.
Correct. Hang on, Jay's going to get with you and get you your prize. Let's see if Andy wants to do a follow-up.
Hey.
I was going to say it was Andy Carnegie.
Oh, yeah. See what he did there?
See, that's his name?
Yeah.
Stuff.
I get it.
Hey, so... what's smaller than an atom? It's the smallest known entity. It has a name.
What was it, a prion?
Prion is right.
That's very good.
That's right.
Excellent work. Excellent. So you get a second entry in the grand prize drawing. Thanks, Andy. Let's try William.
Hey, William.
Good morning.
You want a follow-up question?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ben Franklin also, early on in our history, kept us from having, like, color, C-O-L-O-U-R.
Yeah,
there's been movements along the way that have shortened our language, and Carnegie just tried to jump on, I guess.
Are you impressed with how bright and knowledgeable our listeners
are? Oh, we have amazing listeners.
We do.
Get in the queue. That's another one. A British, very British line. Q instead of line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well, that's cool. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Who's this?
And a bonus entry for you.
And
Bill.
Good morning.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
Da Vinci had a profession before. Before he started painting and stuff. What did he used to do?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to say he was a. What do you call those guys? He made mortar. He was a mason.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good guess, but that's not the answer. Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, though. He was a wedding planner.
And what can we do for Hugh?
Hey, this is a follow-up on a prion.
Oh, okay.
A prion is a cause of mad cow disease.
Is that right?
And
I thought freon was that.
Is the cause of bad cow disease. It also causes Creutzfeldt-Jakob in adults, the humans.
Hmm. I had no idea. How did you come by this information?
You?
All right. Let's move along now at 7:39.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
It's freezing out there this morning, but we are headed for a pretty nice day today. Look for temperatures that will reach. Why is my picture right there in front of me here?
It was sent to me by listener Morris Drinneberg, and it's called My Brush with Greatness. And it's his name on top of a screen. Rich
sent
Thomas.
A picture, and that's me on chroma key with his picture of showing the fall colors.
Really cool. How about that?
Yeah.
A warmer day today with a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 64, so the morning chill will fade out quickly. Then overnight, a weak front will drift through. There's a chance there could be an isolated shower somewhere in central Alabama, probably while you sleep, but the chances are small. Overnight low 45, so well, even the nights are going to be a lot milder. Tomorrow, low 60s, a dry day, more sun. Then showers are likely. Thursday night into Friday, we'll be in the low 60s. Saturday looks like a dry day right now. And again, temperatures still in the lower 60s. So this this current trend, Arctic air is going away for a while, and it looks like we'll at least be milder than usual. It's 32 right now, and mostly clear skies, 741.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
2020 was a bad year. I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm not talking about the social unrest. I'm talking about for vehicles that people drive at Blue Water. It was a bad year. So we got to visit Montgomery Paint and Body frequently. Now, you may not need Montgomery Paint and Body today, and hopefully you won't, but you will need Montgomery Paint and Body at some point in your history, in your future, whether it's an accident or maybe just a boo-boo where you scrape up against, let's say, a mailbox or whatever. Montgomery Paint and Body, they're known for being meticulous, attention to detail, and no shortcuts whatsoever. And that's why they've been in business for about four decades. Donnie Brandon and Holly Turner and the entire gang at Montgomery Paint and Body are perfectionists. And that's why we continue to, it's a no-brainer. It's easy to remember the phone number, too. And I got a little flustered. I had a little accident around, first week of March this last year. And I'm saying, what's the phone number? Oh, yeah, you give it every day. 27REC with a W. 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And they also work well with your insurance company. Not only your insurance company, but the other guy's insurance company. They will be a champion for you to make sure that the job is handled expertly. Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
You want to hear it? I'll give you a little secret here. I'm working on my February magazine column.
Right.
It's all about
the deer incident.
Donnie Turner's called Merry Crashmas. And it goes into, you know, just that trauma. And I still can't get that out of my head.
Right.
Because it happened so fast in the blink of an eye. And
I'm not telling you how to write it, but you should mention, too, that about the paint, he wasn't, my car had to be painted just perfectly and match perfectly, and he wouldn't let it out of that, the shop until it was just absolutely perfect.
I can't recall the specific science, but he explained why yours was a challenge to match.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing he would not allow to happen would be for you to be driving a car where there was even a hint that one part of the paint looked different than the other.
Well, to him, you know, it might have looked fine to everyone else in the world, but it's got to be perfect for Donnie.
But the article's actually, you know, considering what it's about, is pretty funny so far.
Cool. What did you call it again?
Merry Crashmas. Gonna read it?
No.
Okay, just thought I'd ask. I don't know if we have enough for animal stories or not today, but I have at least a couple of minutes to figure it out. We'll also go over. Today is Tuesday, last day for the food outlet specials. We'll have those for you, too.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama State University is closing its campus through Thursday ahead of possible protests downtown. Students living on campus are encouraged to not go into the downtown areas. Online classes will continue as normal. However, in-person classes are suspended. Two more MPS schools are going virtual because of increasing coronavirus cases. Garrett Elementary and Fitzpatrick Elementary are now under a mandatory quarantine for 14 days. MPS officials say these schools will now start virtual learning. And Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly shooting Sunday night. Authorities have charged 28-year-old Dante Hardy with murder in the death of 24-year-old Kendari Swain. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Bradley Drive. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, ClarkComfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com. That's ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ellie. Simba's off today. Digital Chase. Time for today's edition of Animal Stories. These are true tales from the wild kingdom, pun intended. Wolfman to the vocal on Fleetwood Mac. I think they're the most entertaining. I love all dogs. Don't get me wrong. So, but I think the most entertaining species of dog is the French Bulldog. Frenchies. They are just real characters. And this is what a Frenchie sounds like when it has a temper tantrum because mommy will not take him to the park.
We're in a car. Okay. Stop.
I love this.
Walter. I told you why we can't go to the park. No, I told you. I told you why we can't go to the park. It's closed today because they're spraying for bugs. Do you want to live with creepy crawlers all over? I guarantee you don't.
Look at his face.
You really need to think about how you talk to me.
Oh, my gosh. Please, that video is on my Facebook.
That's hilarious.
You got to watch it if you're in a pickle puss kind of mood today.
It looked like he bought the answer, too. It's
yeah, like, okay, I get it now, Mom. I'll stop complaining. Giving a whole new meaning to the words from the brink of extinction, one such turtle was in that kind of jeopardy. A swinhoe turtle.
A what?
Thought to be a swinhoe.
Okay.
I know, it sounds like a hoe that swindles somebody, but that's not why it's called that. Thought to be the only one on Earth, but they discovered a healthy adult female, and this could give a chance for the Adam and Eve experience where they reproduce and prevent the extinction of the species. Blood tests were taken. A tracking device was fixed to the female. They put her in the lake. I guess they got to kind of create the mood for this to happen. And if it happens, this individual was thought to be the last one and would have died in captivity. But now, thanks to this discovery, hopes for a swinhoe turtle population have skyrocketed.
Well, I feel better now.
Well, good news. And then finally, would you ever get a robot pet?
Why?
Well.
Well, I guess you don't have to take them out.
You don't have to feed or walk them. They can't have an accident inside your house. But 6,000 Americans were surveyed about robot pets.
Our survey said
3 out of 4 said no, no interest. Here is the balance of TUS for your listening pressure.
They replaced you with a robot, Chase. Robot Chase.
I actually have a good news story coming up shortly. We'll do a conundrum, give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. We gave away a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet. Today is Tuesday, so it's the last day for this week's specials.
Mm-hmm.
New York strip steaks, $5.58. That's about $4 a pound less than you'll pay at the chains. And it's USDA grade A meat. And the Food Outlet butcher will be happy to cut your steaks to whatever thickness you request. Split chicken breasts, another great value in the meat department. They are 97 cents a pound. And country-style pork ribs, $1.44. Now, I made an enormous tuna salad last night. Very healthy. And
you got me wanting tuna now because you mentioned
I could do a tuna melt.
Yeah, you mentioned what you did.
Starkist tuna in oil or water, 89 cents a can at Food Outlet. And Surefine Medium Eggs, that's the house brand. Whether it's eggs or condiments or whatever, it's we buy their milk. Great products, save money. Dozen and a half Surefine Medium Eggs. That's $1.50, so that's less than a dime an egg. And you'll find this kind of savings throughout the store. Even cookies picked up. They're about 50 cents, you know, like for Oreos and stuff.
Right.
50 cents a package cheaper at Food Outlet. Bread, too. That delicious artisan bread that we use for toast in the morning. It's about $1 a loaf cheaper at Food Outlet than it is at the big chains. So try it. Try it once. Start saving money without clipping coupons or going to any extra fuss other than going to the Food Outlets nearest you and saving money. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:54.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic with an update. We're seeing that early morning rush now. We've got a lot of congestion on Northeast Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. A lot of incoming traffic from Wetumpka on 231. East Boulevard is busy now on both sides of I-65. Taylor Road, a little bit congested. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery, but we have no accidents in to report to you at this time. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything's worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
I guess Buffalo Bills fans must be in a great mood because it's been almost three decades since they last appeared, you know, deep in the NFL playoffs.
Sure.
So this is kind of cool what they did. The quarterback for the Ravens, who they beat to advance to the AFC final.
All right, thank you.
Lamar Jackson was concussed during that game and had to leave it early. So Bills fans looked up his favorite charity, which is called Blessings in a Backpack, to make sure kids have enough food at home. In 36 hours, 13,000 Buffalo Bills fans donated more than $360,000.
I like that.
I mean, that is...
That's a great idea.
Yeah. If he had been able to stay in the game, maybe they win, maybe they don't, but they did win. So, in celebration, they honored the fallen quarterback of the opposition.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so sad the Browns won't have a chance.
Well, we got to the...
That was the only reason for me to pay attention to the NFL. Was to maybe Cleveland. Cleveland's a good town. We went there a couple of times because Michelle's mom had family there. Mm-hmm. And so wherever we went, whether we went to a restaurant or shopped, I was amazed how nice people were. I mean, service was always with a smile. People were really great. That city made a really positive impression on me.
It did a big turnaround, too, because it used to be Cleveland and Pittsburgh were armpit cities back in the 70s. And stuff.
I wish I had a chance to go to a ball game at that at Jacobs Field or whatever it's called, not Progressive.
Right.
Yeah, they named it after Flo. And here's a woman who was arrested and spent a few days in Vancouver Island, British Columbia prison. We don't know what she was arrested for or how many days she was there. But she was so impressed with conditions that when she was released, she sent a thank you card to the warden. Said, I wanted to let you know that I appreciated how helpful and kind everyone was, especially the four jailers who do a tough job and are often underappreciated. At the end of the card, she gave 4.5 stars.
I'm sure the warden didn't get many of those.
Yeah, right. How often does somebody...
A thank you card.
Look who's on the phone. It's the Cooter.
Hi.
Yes, I think it's Teddy Kornicki.
Yeah, you're just...
Andrew Roosevelt.
The app must have a real delay today.
Your one caller was right that mad cow disease is caused by prions.
Here we go. I thought... They were poor people.
It's a different type of prion.
Oh, okay. It sounds like an alien.
Yeah, it's spelled with I instead of E, except after C or something like that.
All right.
It's a screwed up protein, but it is called a prion. So your caller was technically correct. Well, you guys have a blessed day, all right?
You too. We'll do our best. Thank you, Kudar.
We had a call about an accident. Ann Street, I-85 North. It's two or three cars involved in that.
We just saw a picture of...
Oh, was it? Okay.
The slowdown on the interstate there.
All right. We'll get an update shortly after the top of the hour from our buddy Skipper, who was watching that stuff for us. And a reminder that we have a birthday celebrant today.
And now a star is born. On January 19th, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Janis Joplin.
What a crybaby.
Nah, just a little piece of my heart.
Janis Joplin, A star is born.
And now Ministry of